We regularly speak with the charity Fight for Sight. Their goal is to raise funds and distribute that money to help sight loss research. It could be rare conditions, it could be common conditions, it could be cures, it could be sight loss prevention. It's a vast area, and the charity looks to make contacts and partnerships when it comes to awareness raising, fundraising and research itself. And we have with us today Chief Executive Michelle Acton to tell us about a great new AAA partnership. This is very exciting news, Michelle.
It's really exciting because what it is a collaboration between four charities with the aim of finding a new treatment for macular degeneration. The four charities are Fight for Sight, Blind Veterans UK, Macular Society and Scottish War Blinded. And all four charities are really keen to try and find that new intervention that we can give to people when they've had an early diagnosis of AMD to actually prevent people going on to lose sight.
Crucially important, Michelle, as well, you know, we are an ageing society and the chance of people contracting AMD could be higher as well.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we know that in the UK today there are around 600,000 people living with late stage AMD, and this figure is set to double by 2050. And we also know that funding for research is very low. And so what we want to do is to combine forces and bring people together in this new collaboration to try and ensure that we can drive funding into this crucial area of need.
The two main areas which we often talk about, Michelle, are wet and dry age-related macular degeneration. They can have a devastating impact on people. What effect does it have on their sight?
Macular degeneration really affects central vision, and as it progresses, central vision deteriorates. And of course, this has a big impact on people's ability to do daily tasks, to recognise faces, just to be able to sort of navigate normal everyday life.
Now, in terms of combating the condition, you know, you've joined up with the partners here. What does that partnership involve? What does everyone bring to the table?
Bluntly, everybody is bringing money to the table, which is really what we need. What we've agreed to in the first stage of the collaboration is a three-year development project where the four charities have committed £1 million to really kickstart the generation of new funding streams to invest in the research that we need.
Do you see this as a necessity to look for other partners for their experience and their funding as well? Because, you know, sight loss research, as we've spoken before, Michelle, it isn't cheap and it can be very long term. You need commitment here to drive this.
That's right. And macular degeneration is a complicated disease and we don't fully understand what causes it. And so it's going to take years of investment to actually be able to understand what causes it and to actually be able to develop that early stage intervention that stops people going on to lose their sight. And so we do want to partner with people to bring more resources and expertise into this type of investment. And we were thrilled that Blind Veterans UK and Scottish War Blinded have decided to join the Fight for Sight in this way. Those two charities have not previously funded medical research, but they've decided to join the collaboration because most of their members are blind as a result of age-related macular degeneration. So we are very keen to encourage partnerships, very keen to encourage people to get on board and help us deliver that very necessary intervention.
So you've made the announcement of the partnership. What's the next step?
The intention of the partnership is over the next 3 years to have a very small but dedicated team committed to this partnership who will start to raise the profile of the need for research into macular degeneration, start to influence other organisations who also may have an interest in wanting to see a new treatment for macular degeneration, to start to build up funding for research and to start to invest in the necessary basic research that we need to help us get to the point of being able to develop a new treatment.
as you say, Michelle, very exciting news and brand new partners coming to the table. If people would like to learn more about Fight for Sight, your work, and indeed the fundraising as well, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is via our website, which is fightforsight.org.uk. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, search for Fight for Sight UK, or telephone us on 0207 264 3900.
Michelle Acton, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed.